Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. I am not Mike Crute. I am Todd Allball, along with Nate Wagenhout here on the board. I'm happy to have you in. Crutey and Dom, they didn't want me to tell this. I may get fired. But you know what the heck? Well, sometimes you gotta, because I believe that you, the listening audience, the loyal followers of the Devil's Advocates, you want to know the truth. You want to know why cannot we listen to Crutey and Dom today? Well, here are the facts. You may have heard, Taylor Swift had her movie debut last night in L.A., the concert debut. She has a brand new concert movie, came out last night. And like the stars that they are, Crutey and Dom, they didn't make the cut for the premiere night, but they are on their way to join Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce for night number two. Is that right, Nate? Is that correct?
I think that's correct.
He's like, I'm not going along with this crap. And no, they're having the day off, and Crutey and Dom will be back tomorrow. Todd Allball here with you. I am normally here with you in the afternoon from 1 until 3. Happy to be filling in. I can never fill their shoes, but I can at least, you know, tread water here on the air. And then what really makes the show is all of you, the Devil acolytes out there listening each and every afternoon. We appreciate your listenership here on Civic Media. And in fact, you can call in now, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I have a couple of people on the line here. I want to finish up last hour, the end of the hour, talking about this $6 billion that has now been refrozen in assets to Iran after the savage attack by Hamas on Israel over the weekend. And this is something that Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin had asked for the Biden administration to do, had lobbied for it. And I think it proves what a leader Tammy Baldwin is in the United States Senate, that she helped to influence this and get it done. And then played the deplorable comments of President Biden's predecessor, Mr. Trump, who just mocked the whole thing. And then heard from a local Jewish community person here in Madison. He is a reporter for the State Journal and was on campus in Madison last night, Alex Scher, saying regardless of how you might feel about this conflict, put that aside for a moment and realize what Jewish people are going through right now. These are people who have been persecuted for decades. And the rise of anti-Semitism in this country has risen markedly. And think what they feel like when people say hurtful, terrible things. It's literally scaring people and keeping them in their homes right now. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones all the way up to beautiful Duluth to Dynamo Dave. Dynamo, thanks for holding on through the break. Thanks for joining us. What say you?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Terrific, Tom. Hey, you remember, this is probably before you were born, but a guy named Dennis Kucinich, who was a representative out of Ohio, and he ran for president twice, I think.
Yes.
And he said, if I'm elected president, I'm going to create a Department of Peace. And what does that mean? That he was going to try to have everything, you know, have peaceful negotiations. Now, we're heard, you know, like the whole Ukraine. See, to the corporate media, they're not reporting on the peace overtures that have been trying to be negotiated, and the U.S. is, like, ignoring that stuff. And now we've got this thing happen in Israel, and obviously this is a big conflict that's been going on for years and years and years. But the only way to have to end this violence, end this destruction, is for some sort of peaceful accord. And why we don't have that going on is a mystery to me. There's in Congress, the progressive wing of Congress used to be, you know, they know the fact that we want to go toward peace, spend less on the military budget because we're almost up to $1 trillion. But you've got people like AOC saying, oh, now we've, and she ran against an incumbent Democrat saying she was different, progressive. But it doesn't, it seems like they're progressive in name only, Aquino. They're not doing anything to counter all this spending on armaments and stuff like that.
Sure.
And it's like, why, you know, what's going on there? How come there's no opposition? Biden is like this president who he backs any war that the U.S. will go into. He's done that ever since he's been, you know, in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And that just, you know, greases the pockets of those defense contractors and the rest. So it's kind of like,
Dynamo,
where's the alternative? Peace, you know?
Sure. I'm all for peace, and certainly point out that the Palestinian and Israeli situation has been long going, and certainly has been a process to try to get to peace. It hasn't come. But would you agree that what Hamas, and to make it clear, Hamas is very is not Palestinians or Palestine. They are a separate terrorist organization. What they did to exact murder, mayhem, chaos, genocide, decapitating babies, Israel, they have a right to defend themselves. Agree or disagree?
Yes, I agree with that. And I'm not going to, I'm not ever going to say that what those Hamas did was correct. Mm-hmm. But two wrongs do not make a right. Two wrongs do not make a right. They might, two wrongs might make a military right, but no. I mean, this is supposed to be a holy land, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they claim that Israel is a holy land. What's all this stuff going on? I agree. That was heinous what they did. But there's got to be other ways we could handle this. Because obviously, they're trying to stick up for what's gone on in their so-called territory, Palestinian territory. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, because there's, you can't say, it seems like anybody that opposes anything that Israel does, and they got a right-wing, they have a right-wing government. But anybody who opposes anything that Israel does is considered an anti-Semite, which is totally wrong. You know that.
I certainly agree. I appreciate the call, Dynamo Dave. Thanks so much, Dynamo Dave in Duluth. Look, I acknowledge that people are entitled to their opinion. I acknowledge that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been long going. I've acknowledged on my show from 1 to 3 that I have spoken out against Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, and decried what he's trying to do in Israel to change the judicial system. But even in Israel, his main opposition leader has joined with Netanyahu to form an emergency coalition government after this. I mean, this was the biggest loss of life to the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Since the Holocaust. If you look at what's coming out of Israel right now, the video, I watched a video this morning on morning news that looked like people were mopping the floor with, I mean, it was blood, but it looked like it was so much of it, it filled the hallways. Babies being slaughtered. And I firmly believe, and I stand with Joe Biden, and quite frankly, both Republicans and Democrats stand in a bipartisan coalition with President Biden that Israel has a right to defend itself, and this type of terrorist activity by Hamas cannot stand. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to La Crosse on the western part of the state. Dana in La Crosse, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Say, you bet. So I'm really not real informed on this thousands-year strife between these groups of people. So I was hoping you might. I have 2 points I'd like to ask you about, and maybe you could help define them for me.
I'll do my best.
Thank you. So the first one, we got the local radio show here. It's a right-wing show in the morning. The host, Mike Hayes, he came out and said this morning that you know, because they're trying to rag on the progressive crowd that supposedly are cheering on Hamas, but what I understand is they're trying to support the Palestinian people because they didn't do this. Hamas did. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to say, well, they elected Hamas, so it's their fault and they deserve it and all that. And the other point is, I remember when Trump moved the capital to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't know how he would have that power. But what I remember at that time was it was a very controversial move. Did that play anything into the animosities here? And could you explain to me why that was such a controversial move? I think your comments off the air, Todd. You have a great night. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you calling. There, a couple of minutes. We'll try to get it in. Might have to finish up on the other side. A couple of great points there. Number one, and look, I'm not going to claim I'm a foreign policy expert per se. I was in politics for many years and certainly follow this, but I'll give you this kind of the 30,000 foot level here. Yes, that Hamas was quote unquote elected in Gaza, in the Palestinian area, but how legitimate those elections, I mean, think about it. If someone has an automatic weapon to your head, essentially, or armed guards outside the polling place, well, you could vote for anybody. But if we don't win, we'll come hunt you down. Is that really a free and fair election? So rather than saying that Hamas was elected in Gaza, I would say that they have occupied and taken that area over. And yes, what the caller is talking about and what you know, conservative right-wing radio is trying to zero in on is a very, very, very small part. Matt Flynn, who was on earlier before us, brought this up. He was the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and he called out there are two Democratic socialists currently in the state assembly who chose not to vote against a resolution in the state assembly condemning the attacks on Israel by Hamas. Matt Flynn, a former chairman of the Democratic Party, called him out and said, stop it, knock it off. So, yes, there's a very small wing. I don't even call them progressives. They're democratic socialists. That's completely different than the Democratic Party, who has been steadfast along with Joe Biden in supporting Israel. We'll come back and talk about the other part after this. Don't go anywhere. Your calls as well. 844-967-2789. This is the Devil's Advocates on Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio. This is Todd Allball filling in for Crudy and Dom, who have the afternoon off, going to the Taylor Swift premiere, or at least the second day of the premiere in Los Angeles. Now, Crudy's doing it. He's a speech giver. He is an ambassador for the truth. He's out there talking to folks, the good folks down in Greene County this afternoon. And he joined us at the start of the show. Appreciate that. And Dom is doing his thing down in Milwaukee. So they'll be back tomorrow. Nate Wagehout, though, producer and engineer, is here guiding me, holding metaphysically my hand, trying to guide me through this last half hour. So we appreciate you, Nate.
I'd hold your hand physically, but there's a big glass window in between us here.
We appreciate your leadership. Thank you so very much. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, look, there's only one time better than to download the Civic Media app now. That was yesterday. And you can't do anything about that. So download the Civic Media app now. Simply go to your app store on iPhone or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. For Civic Media, download. It takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Take your text there as well. Nate is watching that. I want to finish up quickly because I want to move on, but I want to finish up this caller asking about the fact that Donald Trump, when he was president, moved the United States Embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. That is absolutely 100% true. And the caller asked, could this have contributed to this weekend's event? Look, I'm not there. I'm not part of the diplomatic corps. I'm not going to speculate on that directly. But I will say I've had Sam Gold, who is a friend of mine, an attorney, who spent, he's a dual citizen, Israeli-U.S. citizen, spent 3 years living in Israel recently. And certainly, from my knowledge, that move by Trump to move the embassy, the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which, of course, is claimed not just by Christians, but by Muslims and others, it absolutely fanned the flames at that time when Trump was president. Trump pawned it off as, oh, I'm being supportive of Israel. But it absolutely helped destabilize the region. Now, again, I'm not going to speculate what that might have had on this weekend's massacre and horror by Hamas against Israel. But great calls, great questions. Let's go to the phone lines once again, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, we rarely get to talk to each other, Tom. Been a while. L.A. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, hey, Todd. First off, we the people means government, and we must never forget that. Second, I want to push back a little bit, Todd.
Sure.
And what I mean by that is, you know, you were talking about the social democrats or the democratic socialists. I call them social democracy and social democrats. I felt like you were kind of pigeonholing a party that believes in, like, Medicare for all and the social safety net, that we're all in it together, which is what social democracy actually is. And I feel that you're kind of selling the word democratic socialist or social democracy. Or by saying that those are kind of some loonies or left wing people. I consider myself a social democrat, but I believe that, you know, that means that we the people are the government, that we the people are supposed to be making choices through our representatives. And the only other quick question I had, because I know I don't have a lot of time.
No, go ahead.
Is when you were a politician, you said you ran for Congress, right?
No, I was never that high up, Tom. Oh. I ran for state I ran for state assembly twice and lost both times in the primary because I was too moderate.
Got it. No problem. My dad actually was the football coach in Durand, Wisconsin for 30 years.
Sure.
So you might know Pete Adler. Anyway, what I wanted to ask was, were you there before Citizens United came into being, or was that after?
I was working for former State Senator Dale Schultz at the time that came down, and it's a horrendous decision. I supported McCain-Feingold, and Citizens United has gotten us in large part to where we are.
And can I ask you this question, that when you were running for office, did you spend a lot of your time, or did Dale Schultz, did he have to spend a lot of his time dialing for dollars like they do in Congress? Because 80% of their day is actually spent dialing for dollars. And I think this is the whole problem with our political system, why it is that the corporations have taken over our government.
I would say Dale Schultz was smarter than me, because I was stupid enough the first time I ran in 2004 to mortgage my farm and put a $40,000 mortgage on my farm, which was paid for at the time, to largely help self-fund. I raised, I can't remember, maybe another $20,000 from individual donors. So no, the short answer is I put my time into the grassroots and did not dial for dollars. Probably was part of the reason I lost. The other part, I was sabotaged by the conservative Republican leadership at the time, Mike Hipsch, in the assembly. But in the second time, no, I did not dial for that. When Dale ran for a third district Congress at the national level, congressional level, yes, and he hated every minute of it, having to dial for dollars like that.
Yeah, and I just want the people that are out there to really hear that you know, these Congress people are spending 80% of their day dialing for dollars, going to you know, fundraisers because of this messed up system. And we have got to get money out of politics. It's the only way that we're going to be able to restore government back to truly we the people. And like I said, if you can please, I don't know, just
not go so rough on the Social Democrats.
I respect your viewpoint. The only point that I would make, do you agree or disagree that the attack by Hamas is horrendous and should be called out?
Oh, 100%.
Now we're in total agreement.
And I think the other thing that we need to remember is that Hamas actually gave those Palestinians at that time, gave them food, clothing, shelter, and actually won them over in a way that they were deceived.
Tom, really appreciate it. Sorry, up against a break. Sorry about that. I'm up against the break. Appreciate your call, Tom. Back after more on Devils on Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to Devil's Advocates on a Thursday. Crudy and Dom are taking the day off. Well, actually not, because Crudy is out down in Greene County, down in southern Wisconsin, giving a speech down there. A man in high demand, Mr. Crudy is. So he is doing his part. Dom, if you're a regular listener of Devil's, like I am, you know that Dom is said on the air, he's not one for wearing clothes. So I'm assuming Dom's just chilling out in the buff around the house. You think that's accurate, Nate? Do you think he's just chilling out in the buff?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably accurate.
Yeah, I think that's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
As they said in Seinfeld, not there's anything wrong with that. He's just, you know, blowing in the breeze.
He's off the clock. He can do what he wants.
He can do whatever he wants. That's right. Dominic and Michael will be back tomorrow right here on these airwaves. You can hear them along with our fine producer, Mr. Nate Wagehout. We appreciate, Nate, you being here today and helping us out and getting through the show.
Glad to be here.
You're like the captain stooping in the Love Boat. You guide us, you know, making sure that everything goes well.
I would like to make one real quick announcement. We're very thankful that you are filling in today the boys are out. However, the Devil's Advocates rules do still apply, and that includes you, CJ.
Okay.
You are still banned from our airwaves today. Just because we have a different host doesn't mean anything's changing.
Nate, he's like the substitute teacher that says, no, the rules still apply.
Halloween is just a couple of weeks away now, and we can try again after Halloween, CJ.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Nate Wagehout, making sure the rules are applied. Crudy and Dom will absolutely love that. We'll be back tomorrow. Again, glad to be with you on this Thursday. Happy to have your calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Want to move on to another subject here, a national subject, because I love the fact, and I've heard Devils talk about it before, that unlike a lot of times on the Republican side of the aisle, my former party, that, and by the way, I don't belong to any party now. But when Democrats see horse crap, they call it out, at least most of the time. They're much better about it. Let me just say that. What am I talking about? This afternoon, late breaking news, federal prosecutors this afternoon announced an additional charge against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife, alleging they conspired to have the senator act as a foreign agent of Egypt. A sitting United States senator indicted for acting as a foreign agent to Egypt. The superseding indictment filed against Menendez, who was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee at the time of the alleged actions, adds a new dimension to the case by alleging a U.S. senator was working on behalf of another country. Let me say that again. The allegations, and again, isn't this just rich? Republicans say, oh, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats are weaponizing the Justice Department against Republicans. Really? Really? Because if that were the truth, if that were the case, why would Joe Biden and Merrick Garland allow the Justice Department to proceed against some of the most serious charges in my lifetime, be 54 in a couple of weeks, against a sitting United States senator? This is a perfect example of applying the law fairly and justly, and why the Justice Department under Joe Biden is in fact working. Let me say this again in this report by CNN. These latest charges against Senator Menendez allege a U.S. senator was working on behalf of another country while in office. Menendez and his wife were indicted last month on corruption-related charges and are accused of accepting, quote, hundreds and thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for the senator's influence. Remember that? They had photos. What was it, $400,000 in cash stuffed in his jacket that said Senator Menendez? And what's even weirder are these little gold, they're not like an actual brick size, like you'd build a house or something with, but like little, I call them gold bullion bricks of gold. Now he's being indicted, Senator Menendez is, for conspiring against the United States with Egypt while a sitting senator. And that would be cause, in my opinion, to tip my cap to the Democrats in and of itself. The fact that the Justice Department under Joe Biden is moving forward with this. But here's a guy that I just think is fantastic. U.S. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Democrat. He has wasted no time. Reports this afternoon, Senator Fetterman calls on the Senate to vote to expel Senator Menendez following new charges. Here is his, right to the point, from John Fetterman from Pennsylvania. Here it is. Pennsylvania's U.S. Senator John Fetterman today called on the U.S. Senate to expel Senator Bob Menendez. Quote, Senator Menendez should not be a U.S. Senator. He should have been gone long ago. It is time for every one of my colleagues in the Senate to join me in expelling Senator Menendez. We cannot have an alleged foreign agent in the United States Senate. This is not a close call. Unquote. A short, sweet, direct press release by Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. This guy's not horsing around. And again, it's so refreshing to see that when, look, you know, it doesn't matter what organization you're in. Could be a football team, could be a political party, could be, you know, your office at work. There's always going to be a bad apple, somebody that messes up. It doesn't mean the entire organization is bad. Bob Menendez has apparently, allegedly messed up big time. Working on behalf of another country while a sitting United States senator in charge of the Foreign Relations Committee. And John Fetterman has the chutzpah to right away say, you know what, this is crap, he needs to go. And now apparently, according to more reports, there is a growing number of Democrats who say they would vote for that, to expel Menendez. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it to your favorite Apple or Android device. Again, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this? Fetterman calling out Menendez. Because remember, for people to say, oh my gosh, it's going to upset the balance of the Senate. No. Because the rule, the law in Pennsylvania is the governor would appoint the replacement. Not in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey. Menendez is from New Jersey. And the law in New Jersey is that the governor, who is a Democrat, would appoint the replacement. So it's not going to change the balance of the Senate. If they expel Menendez, the Democratic senator or Democratic governor of New Jersey would simply appoint another Democrat to fill the position. I think it's courageous. I mean, courageous of Fetterman to be one of the first ones to call this out and say, look, we're simply not going to have this. Love your thoughts. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. want to flip the page for a second. More news this afternoon out of Washington, D.C. This from Congressman Jody Arrington, a Republican who sits on the House Budget Committee. He has leaked information to reporters this afternoon. It's on social. Details surrounding this speaker's race, because, of course, speaking of this Israeli atrocity, Hamas attack on Israel earlier in the show, Congress cannot even pass, the House of Representatives cannot even pass a resolution condemning this. Why? Because Republicans can't govern. And there's no Speaker of the House. Now, they caucused yesterday. And Steve Scalise, the majority leader, beat out, as Matt Flynn likes to say, GYM Jim Jordan. Why does he say that? Because Jim Jordan has all kinds of allegations that he knew about sexual abuse while a wrestling coach at Ohio State and did nothing about it. The doctor who allegedly abused tens of wrestlers at Ohio State begged Jim Jordan at the time to do something about it. He turned his back. Doctor killed himself. Jim Jordan then later allegedly called in tears to some of these wrestlers and said, please don't come forward with this because it'll ruin my congressional career. True story. That's why Matt Flynn likes to call him GYM Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan from Ohio lost out. Steve Scalise from Louisiana, who once said, quote, I'm David Duke without the baggage, unquote. David Duke was a former KKK leader. Scalise has since apologized for those remarks. So that's your choice. A guy who liked to pawn himself off as a lightweight David Duke, or a guy who turned his back on sexual predators. But those are the choices right now for Republicans. Scalise got 113, I believe, votes in caucus. He needs 117 on the floor of the House to be elected Speaker. So now it comes out this afternoon, Scalise is in the lead, but still doesn't have enough to win on the floor. But now Republicans are saying, quote, this congressman from Texas, Jody Arrington, said, quote, Scalise tells me that he's setting up bipartisan commission probing the national debt, including putting Social Security Medicare on the table. Quote, he supports it. I can say that with confidence. Didn't we have this discussion already? Remember during the State of the Union address when Joe Biden said, quote, if anyone tries to cut Social Security and if anyone tries to cut Medicare, I'll stop them, unquote. At the time, that very night, as a matter of fact, Steve Scalise said, quote, we've told him, Mr. President, who are these people who want to cut Social Security, Medicare, because it's not us, unquote. And now that he wants to be Speaker of the House and he needs 117 votes, behind closed doors this afternoon in caucus in Washington, D.C., Steve Scalise has said he will, in fact, consider cutting Social Security and Medicare. These are the things we have to think about as we go to the voting booth next year. Who can you trust to keep your Social Security and Medicare? Who can you trust to lead this country? Good gosh, who can you just trust to govern, period? Because right now the Republicans can't even elect a speaker to keep government going. We are approaching within what, Nate, probably 35 days we're down to now, 30, 35 days, another government shutdown in November. There is no one negotiating with the White House and the Senate on either a continuing resolution or a final passage in order to stave off another government shutdown in November, right in the middle of right before the holidays. Because there is no leadership on the Republican Party side. There is no governance on the Republican Party side in the United States Congress and back home.
As Crudy said at the top of the show, Robin Voss can't even scrape up the votes to get his impeachment through. Thank goodness, by the way. And Senate President Chris Kapinga over in the Wisconsin State Senate says, yeah, that plan for fair maps that Robin Voss said he wanted to do, yeah, we don't really actually have the votes over here. That was never genuine in the first place. Republicans cannot govern. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you before the end of the show. This is the Devil's Advocates on Civic Media Radio Network.
You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
To Devil's Advocates Radio, this is not the devil. This is, I'm no angel either, believe me. I'm just filling in. I'm just a part-time dude with a microphone. I'm Todd Alba, along with producer and engineer Nate Wagehout. Crudy and Dom take a little day off this afternoon. Well, Crudy's working. He's down there in Greene County giving a speech. Dom is working hard, I'm sure, down there in Milwaukee. Both Crudy and Dom, your usual devils, will be back tomorrow afternoon. But having Nate here is a huge help. Appreciate you, Nate. Thanks so very much for being here.
I'll always be here.
Oh, what a great guy. What a great guy, Nate Wagehout. Let's go back to the phone lines. About 7 minutes left here on the program for today. Welcome your phone calls. Welcome your texts on the Civic Media app or on the phone, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tom in Grafton. Tom, appreciate your listenership and calling in. What say you?
Oh, you're sounding good.
Appreciate it.
You're the guy that's on at 2 o'clock, aren't you, too?
We're on from 1 until 3. Well, 2 o'clock, oh. You could tune in. So we're usually on in the afternoon, but pulling double duty today for Crudy and Dom. Happy to do so.
All right. Well, glad to have you on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What have you got for us, Tom?
I enjoy the politics, you know, that you talk about, and you expand upon it more than most talk show people. And, you know, me having been a Republican, your view has a lot of us interested.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was in the same boat and about the same time.
Were you really?
Saw the light.
You're a former Republican as well.
Yes.
Maybe we should start a club. I'm interested, Tom, in your reason, because my reason, well, I'll talk about that later, but what was your reason? What was it that for you that said, I just can't do this anymore, and you left the Republican Party?
Having been lied to was really a deal breaker.
In what sense?
And, politically, and to see that put into action against, you know, thousands of people in the state, and many ways we really haven't recovered.
I had the opportunity to have a ringside seat. Literally, I was in a closed caucus in 2011 when I heard Republican senators talking about voter suppression bills, and they specifically wanted to do it to stifle the vote of Black and brown people, particularly in Milwaukee and also on college campuses. I mean, I heard that with my own ears, and I said, this ain't what I signed up for, and I walked away. But what was it for you? Was there a certain issue that you just said, that sickens me, I can't, beyond just being lied to, was there a certain issue that made you walk away from the Republican Party?
Of what was done to public service, teaching, you know, in particular. I know people who are going to college and are going to graduate and probably not work in the state, especially in the teaching.
I mean, Act 10 was something that divided our state, and we are still trying to recover from. I've said to people, you know, in my almost 30 years of being a Republican, being in both state and national government, I have not witnessed anything more destructive in this state than Act 10.
Yes. Yeah.
And to your point, I mean, it's hurting us employing teachers, retaining teachers. And quite frankly, yep. Tom, it's created my former boss, Dale Schultz, was the only Republican to vote against Act 10, by the way, in the Senate. He said at the time, he at the time said, we are going to create a two-class education system in the state. And here we are in 2023. That's exactly what we have.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's good to hear you on the air anyways.
Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate your listenership. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your perspective as well. If you'd like to join us, a couple of minutes left here, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY here in the happier happy hour. I forgot to say that at the top. We were talking about some heavier things, Nate, so I didn't want to say, you know, here we are talking about, you know, murder in the happier happy hour. That doesn't quite fit. But I think Tom brings up a great point. And this is the part about this network, civic media, that I love. And it encourages a dialogue. It should make each one of us think about what we believe. And sometimes after you pause and reflect, sometimes if you have the courage to talk less and listen more, and you think about your own values, you think to yourself, well, what do I really believe? Is what I've been a part of for so long, am I just doing it because I've always done that? Or am I doing it because I believe in it? And I can think I can speak for Tom after listening to him. I can certainly speak for myself. I reached a point where the Republican Party no longer represented who I was. It's the old line, right? Reagan used the line, only in reverse. But I didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me. In the old Republican Party I used to belong to, you would never have someone questioning their alliance to Israel. In the old Republican Party I used to belong to, they talked about having local control. The control closer to the people is better. That we don't want people in Madison and Washington, D.C. making the decisions for us. We want people in Wisconsin and our local communities making decisions when they can. And also that in times of need for those the poorest and the most in need, it was not a sin to offer a hand up, to have a safety net. And of course, there was a little thing about equality as well. People forget it was Republicans in the 60s in Congress that helped Lyndon Johnson pass the Civil Rights Act. It was Ronald Reagan who put the first woman on the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor. It was Tommy Thompson who created W-2, Welfare to Work, and actually paid for single moms to help go to school to get a better job, to have a better life. Those are just a few examples of why I was Republican. But in large part, that's all been reversed. And now it's become the party of Donald J. Trump. It is Trumpism. And it is literally a threat to democracy. And I get no pleasure from that. And I take responsibility like other Republicans. If you've never read it before, look up Stuart Stevens. He's with the Lincoln Project. We've had him on our show in the afternoon. He wrote a great book called It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. And he starts out by saying, I'm to blame. And I'll take my share of blame for helping elect Republicans in my time. And there were some that did a lot of good. And there are a lot of citizens across this state who still call themselves Republicans at local level who are wonderful people. But Trumpism is a threat to democracy. And the sad part is the leadership of both the state and the national party don't have the temerity, the guts, the chutzpah to call that out. And that's why we need shows like Devil's Advocates and like ours and a network like Civic Media. And it's why we need each of you every single day to be a part of this discussion, this discourse, and together we'll make things better. Tomorrow, Dom and Karina are back. Thank you so much to Nate and everybody that called in today. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.